Many Rivers Whole Health's Mental Health Monday, where we dive into the complexities of mental health and addiction. In the studio, John Hendricks.
From Many Rivers Whole Health, we have Addiction Line Service Director John Rausch. Good afternoon, John.
How are you?
Good. So today we want to talk about co-occurring disorders and how it affects the homeless community and I guess just about everybody else.
Absolutely. Yeah, I know we've talked about co-occurring disorders in the past, but I think considering it's always good to touch upon it again.
Mm-hmm.
A co-occurring disorder is when somebody actually has a mental illness, a debilitating mental illness, and an addiction, debilitating addiction occurring at the same time.
Yeah. So they're fighting two demons instead of just one.
Yeah, they have multiple conditions that they're struggling
maybe
with.
Maybe demons, that's not the best way to say it. But I mean,
two conditions.
Yeah, when you've got those two situations working at you, it's difficult.
It's very difficult, yes. Yeah, and some mental illnesses, as we've gone through some of the mental illnesses this year, depression is very debilitating. Post-traumatic stress disorder is very debilitating. Schizophrenia, which is more of a psychotic disorder where a person loses touch with reality, and is very debilitating. And quite often, some of these more serious mental illnesses are what people with co-occurring disorders are struggling with. And then addiction can be very debilitating too. And the two types of disorders interact. So let's say a person has these debilitating symptoms, a lot of times they'll use substances like alcohol, marijuana, methamphetamine, opiates, in order to medicate their symptoms of mental illness.
So this is kind of a self-medication. You're saying that's kind of how this thing starts?
It's not, that's just one form that it takes, but they say that co-occurring disorders are not one's not causal of the other. They kind of just exist at the same time.
How in the world do you, first of all, recognize something like this, and secondly, begin some kind of a treatment?
A lot of times family members and loved ones will see changes in people, like depression, just being down, sadness, no energy. You know, you see the symptoms, loved ones will see the symptoms. The person might start to experience the symptoms. They may start using substances more along with their mental illness to deal with it. If you're seeing these things in your loved one, or if you're insightful enough in yourself to see these things and you're suffering, then you would go to a place like Many Rivers Whole Health and seek treatment, because they do both mental health treatment and addictions treatment as well.
So the bottom line here is that this can spiral totally out of control and take your life right into homelessness.
It can very much spiral out of control. People, some of these diseases aren't easily, they don't go away. Like schizophrenia just doesn't go away, and PTSD just doesn't go away, and depression a little bit. A person has the ability to be more successful with depression, but these things just don't go away. So an addiction is always occurring at the same time, and that doesn't go away either, because that condition is out of control as well. So a lot of times people with these conditions, they just can't function. These conditions get in the way of their ability to take care of themselves, to have good hygiene, to have jobs, to do finances, to make money. So a lot of times life falls apart to the point where they end up homeless, because they can't care for any aspect of their lives. So eventually they're unable to have rent or pay rent because they end up homeless. And when they end up homeless, their life, they just have no ability to function. So that's what happens to a lot of these people. If they're not in a good treatment system already, they end up in very poor circumstances because they just can't cope. And when you can't cope, you can't survive.
How can you, as a person providing treatment, how can you recognize where to start in helping somebody to resolve all this?
You know, each treatment provider is. I'm a licensed addictions counselor. We but I do have a great understanding of mental health. We have licensed mental health people, so the specialized people will, I can look at their addiction and see what, based on an assessment, what areas are affected and what needs to take place and what coping skills and support the person needs to gain. And the same with mental health, our mental health providers can do the same thing. They're able to look at what symptoms are there and what they can do and what interventions and therapies they can use and support systems they can develop to help the people with their mental illness.
So where do you start?
You start with an assessment.
Okay.
That's always the first place for mental health or for addictions. It's always an assessment.
All right. But once you've figured out that you've got a co-occurring condition, which condition are you likely to try to correct first?
You treat both at the same time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
right.
You treat both at the same time. We have people at Manny Rivers who see a mental health provider and an addictions provider all at the same time, not in the same session, but during the same time course of time.
Oh, my gosh. This, to me, is just, I guess I can understand why you see people walking down the street who are obviously homeless, and it's like they don't even know where they are.
No, they are very much impacted by their symptoms to the point where they can't deal with their surroundings,
and
it can either be under the influence of a substance and the addiction or the symptoms of the mental illness that are so debilitating.
Well, now how would they wind up at Manny Rivers, for example?
You know, a lot of times what happens, and I wanted to kind of take the course of some of the shelters we have around here. And I know the Flathead Warming Center, Manny Rivers does an outreach there. A lot of times for things to happen, there's in psychology, there's what's called the Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And a lot of times needs need to be met before you can go on to achieving the next set of needs as a human. The first needs that need to be met are simply physiological. A person isn't able to address their mental illness or addiction when they have no place to stay, nowhere to get out of the cold, and we know how cold it can be in Montana. Mm-hmm. No food, no water, no shelter, no clothing. If they don't have that, they can't move on to try to get the next set of needs met, which may be gaining resources and security. So what the Warming Center actually offers is a place for these people and the other, not just the Warming Center, but also the Sam House and Ray of Hope, all the homeless shelters and Peggy's House in this area. They offer these people a place to have those basic physiological needs met. And that's what the Warming Center does. They offer them a place where they can come in out of the cold. There's not a big application process. It's just come in. And they offer them a place to get out of the cold and have shelter, food, water, warmth, and,
Okay. I want to get your insights into the whole situation, particularly at the Warming Center, because I know you're working closely with them, and we'll do that right after this. Gateway Community Services has been providing quality, comprehensive recovery services to the Flathead and beyond, but now they're even stronger. Gateway has partnered with the Center for Mental Health and is now Manny Rivers Whole Health. But what does that mean for our clients? Well, only good things. For starters, their capacity has more than tripled. They offer more services than before and can focus on whole person wellness. If you or someone you know struggles with addiction and does or doesn't have underlying conditions, please call or refer to Manny Rivers Whole Health. In Kalispell, they're off North Meridian. Call for you or pass along to someone you love. Manny Rivers Whole Health, excellence in whole person wellness. 406-756-6453.
And now, back to Manny Rivers Whole Health's Mental Health Monday.
We're talking with John Roush from Manny Rivers Whole Health. Now, you actually do an outreach at the Warming Center. Give us your impressions, John, as a counselor.
Yeah, as a counselor, I feel like I strongly can see where the warming center fits into this Maslow's hierarchy of needs, which I truly believe is important for a person to get to a good state of well-being, to get these needs met. They give them the basic shelter, food, water, clothing, place to be warm. They give them, there's resources there, not just us. We're there once a week, and most resources are there once a week. Housing's there, voc rehab's there, various resources to help them try to get themselves out of homelessness, to gain something, to work on housing, to work on getting a job, to work on getting treatment so they can stabilize their lives. There's resources that are at the center that will go to the center and outreach these people. We do it, as well as some of these other resources, and attempt to get them involved in your services. And for us, it's mental health treatment and addictions treatment to get them to a point where they can start trying to find employment or housing or get to an area where they can function in their life. But there's also other resources, housing, and, you know, employment services to help them try to get, once they get to that point where they can start working on these things, then they have some assistance and support and guidance in getting housing and in getting a job and getting their lives. It's getting their way out of homelessness. Mm-hmm. It's called, Tanya calls it, Tanya Horn at the Warming Center calls it the roadmap out of homelessness. And that's their new agenda.
These folks, by the time they've got to this level, have been suffering probably for a while now.
Yeah, they've been suffering. They've been suffering for a bit. And it's not, somebody doesn't fall into homelessness usually right away. I mean, obviously, mm-hmm. there's financial circumstances too, but with people with mental illness, it's a course, it's a progression. So life gets worse over time as symptoms get worse over time.
Okay, we've talked about treatment. Okay, we talked about before addictions and how you treat addictions. But what about the mental health issues? How do you treat that?
In a lot of the same ways. They have cognitive behavioral therapy is used for both addiction and mental health. You've got to change your thinking in both. A lot of times mental health will actually require maybe a psychiatric provider because some of those people need to be medicated to deal with their symptoms, especially people who are schizophrenic. So it's treated in a lot of the same ways. The stressors are just different. And you take, with addiction and mental health, with addiction, there's the substance that's the root of the problems. With mental health, you just take the substance out of it. There's something else going on in their, mm-hmm. in their thinking and in their cognitive areas that are leading to the issue with mental health.
How expensive is the medications you're talking about that would be prescribed by a psychiatrist?
You know, they can be expensive, but a lot of they can be expensive. I don't know exactly.
I'm just wondering how a homeless person can afford to buy the medications to get healthy again.
Well, a lot of times what happens, and one of the resources that's available at the Warming Center is if you come in and you start working with a social worker, part of mental health case management, those are services we offer too, will help these people get on Medicaid. And once they get on Medicaid, their treatment will be paid for and their medications will be paid for as well.
That's often a barrier to all of this is finances because, well, let's face it, finances is how they got into this mess in the first place.
Absolutely. Finances are a huge barrier. Now, with the roadmap to homelessness, it's going to be required this year that people who stay there have to meet with a social worker once every week, once every 7 days, to work on treatment, to work on getting into housing, to work on employment. And this is kind of a case management piece because that social worker can help them link them like treatment with treatment providers like Manny Rivers, or with voc rehab, or with people that can help find them housing. And they can help them apply for benefits as well, get them on Medicaid, get them their Medicaid so they can pay for treatment at Manny Rivers or pay for. Yeah. So it's a very good service. The case management piece is huge because this person will not only have a therapeutic component, but also help them link them with community resources that they so desperately need.
One thing for sure is that Tanya never wants the Warming Center to be a hotel.
No, it's not there to be a hotel. It's there, and I've been in there. They have expectations for the people that stay there, and if the people are causing a disruption, there's consequences for that. Mm-hmm. And it's, you have to be responsible in order to stay there. You have to be, meet the expectations and be able to, you have to be a responsible person and stay in there. And then also, her strongest proponent is, it's not just a place for them to stay, but let's get them to a place where they can get out of homelessness. Let's do this roadmap to homelessness. Let's get them, working on finding a job or working on finding housing or getting treatment with addictions or mental health through Manny Rivers or one of the other resources to get them into a better place. It's not just come stay there. Yeah. Now, certainly in this, and there's a lot of people there who have these co-occurring disorders and who truly need help. Not everybody wants it, but there is a large percentage who do.
John, as always, thank you for the insights into this and, of course, the work that you and many Rivers are doing to help people get off the streets and get into a home and get back into society.
Well, you're welcome.
Thank you for joining us for Many Rivers Whole Health's Mental Health Monday. We'll be here next Monday at 12:45. If you missed some or you'd like to share it with friends, find today's and past shows on our Facebook page. And thanks for listening. Now it's twice as nice. 600 KGEZ is now on translator K243 CM Kalispell, high atop Lone Pine at 96.5 FM. KGEZ.